It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Of course, most of the time we ask others to pardon our French. We're not speaking French at all.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, I'm just going to say this right now. There's a chance my mother is probably listening, so I'm going to say, you know, I never have to use this phrase. Never, ever, ever. I never need to say pardon my French.
Right, we're talking about it because I have to use it sometimes.
Absolutely.
Now, this phrase, pardon my French, goes back to the mid-19th century. And from what I can tell, when it first came in, it actually was used when people were dropping in some French and they were worried that the person they were talking to might not know the French. And they would say, excuse my French if I said something you didn't understand.
So actual French words, not something that's going to show up on that George Carlin list, the seven words you can't sing.
Right. But that's certainly how we use it now. Now we use it when we say a taboo word and then we'll say either before it or afterward, pardon my French. And of course, most of these taboo words, we can think about F-bombs or other things, these are not French words. These are often Germanic words that are quite taboo. Now, why French? And this goes back to long-standing rivalries between English speakers and French speakers. And from the 17th century, French was sometimes used to refer to things that were outrageous or explicit. I mean, you have a French kiss, you have a French novel, which was an explicit novel, what was sometimes called a French leave, which was going somewhere without permission.
Oh, right. So just all things fun and salacious.
Right. And just sort of there's a critical note to that. And so pardon my French, sort of blaming these taboo words on the French and these explicit words. So that's where we get the phrase, pardon my French. Now, this rivalry is not completely dead in terms of the way it plays out in the language. Some of folks may remember that in 2003, there was a change in congressional cafeteria food. French fries were changed to freedom fries because the French were not participating in the war in Iraq. And so there was this anger about that. And so we changed French fries to freedom fries. That was quietly changed back in 2006.
I was going to say, I don't remember the last time I ate some freedom fries. I think it's been a few years.
Right. When I heard that in 2003, it harkened back to what happened during World War I with German names, that we'll sometimes see these patriotic issues and national rivalries or wars playing out in the language. So during World War I, there were some names that were changed. For example, the street name German Street in Cincinnati was changed to English Street.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chicago, Hamburg Street was changed to Shakespeare Street.
That's an interesting selection, interesting trade-off.
I know. And then there was this movement that we should, rather than say sauerkraut, we should say Liberty Cabbage. And you can probably guess what a Liberty Sandwich was. A hamburger.
A hamburger, of course.
So you can see how rivalries between countries and current events in the political scene can have an effect on the English language.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for keeping this one clean.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.